Chapter 17. Put a ring on it. Sir Sultan! I call out. Can you give us just 5 minutes? We lost something important. We'll sort this fruit thing out. Be right back. Promise. We start walking back the way we came, our eyes on the ground. I see sand. I see twigs. I see a gum wrapper. But no ring. I'm so sorry, Abby. Jonah sighs. I really messed up. Don't worry, we'll find it, I say. Jonah was so nice about all my mess-ups. I can't be mean about his. Gruff! Woof, woof! Prince is barking like crazy again. What is with him? Oh, no. Standing not far from the palace is Dracul, the evil magician. No wonder Prince was growling before. He must have spotted Dracul in the crowd. Prince was being good by trying to warn us.
Mwahaha!
Dracul laughs, his hand in the air. He's wearing the silver ring. It glistens in the sun. Crumbs!
Mwahaha!
He laughs again, staring right at us.
You fools thought you could trick me? I don't think so.
He rubs the ring. Nothing happens. He narrows his eyes and stomps his foot.
Come out again, you dumb genie!
He yells, pulling the ring off and examining it. He rubs it again. Out pops Karima in the purple haze.
Ha! Well, hello again, genie girl, he says. How many wishes do I have left today?
2, she says. Her yellow eyes are sad as she looks at me and Jonah. He wished for me to turn all the jewels into fruit. I had no choice. I'm sorry. Dracul steps toward the crowd, which parts for him. Karima is dragged along by the strings attached to the ring. She's wobbling all over the place. The Sultan glares at Dracul.
How dare you interrupt the parade!
He shouts. But Dracul just smirks at the king.
Lovely palace,
he says, staring at it. He looks up and sees the princess on the balcony.
And lovely princess.
Arrest that man!
The vizier shouts, pointing at Dracul. But just as the guards race toward the evil magician, Dracul quickly says,
I wish to move this palace and myself to my hometown in the kingdom of Baid.
Wait!
I scream, but the castle vanishes. The castle and the princess too.
I'm so sorry, everyone, Karima says sadly. But I must listen to my new master.
Quiet, genie girl, Dracul orders. You were supposed to take me to Baid. But where is the princess?
Aladdin asks, his voice frantic.
She's in the palace, but, I don't think I got her all the way to Baid, Karima explains. I think I only got her to Taid.
Dracul stomps his foot and glares at Karima.
You fool! I said Baid! Baid is on the other side of the world! Taid is just a boring town a day's journey from here!
Sorry, Sir Dracul, Karima says, frowning. I'm new at...
I don't have time for your excuses!
Dracul shouts.
You're supposed to take me to the palace!
They vanish. For once, I'm really happy Karima is a newbie genie. At least Princess Badr al-Badur and the palace aren't on the other side of the world. Except we still have a major problem. We have to rescue the princess without a genie.